Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I don't know about you, but I am still on cloud nine following that amazing finish last night for the Houston Cougars. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. And if you are just joining us, make sure that you leave that thumbs up on the video. Also, please do leave that five-star rating and review on the podcast. So, Kelvin Sampson is the kind of guy that when he came into the Big 12, we did not realize what we had. Now, we all remember Kelvin Sampson, or a lot of us do, from his time with the Oklahoma Sooners. He had, of course, the stint at Indiana. But listen, he had a lot of success as a college basketball coach. But he has completely transformed the Houston Cougars basketball program to where it was 40 years ago. And he also has been a massive addition for the Big 12 conference because he has fought for this league. He has embraced leadership in this conference, and he has been the defender in this conference that I did not realize that we needed. Kelvin Sampson has been more rah-rah Big 12 guy than any other coach worth his salt in this league. Bill Self has not been nearly as rah-rah Big 12 as Kelvin Sampson has. He just hasn't. Now, listen, Bill Self has had a bad couple of years, but still, Kelvin Sampson, who's only, you know, in year two in the Big 12, has come in and loved this conference and embraced this conference. And maybe it helps that Kelvin Sampson coached in this league when he was the head coach at Oklahoma. You know, maybe that obviously makes a difference for a guy like him. He spent a decade in Norman. So he's got appeal. He's got reason to believe in what this conference is all about, the history in this conference, and that's absolutely worth a lot. But this guy has come in, and he has loved this conference in a way that I did not expect him to. I didn't expect any Big 12 coach to come in and love the conference the way that Kelvin Sampson has come in and loved and embraced and carried the mantle for the Big 12. If you missed it, on Saturday after the game, Kelvin Sampson had this amazing moment where he tweaked the ACC and he praised the Big 12. If you have not seen the video, go check out the video after the game. It is on our Heartland College Sports Instagram. Follow us there. It's a reel on our Heartland College Sports Facebook. It's on our Twitter. Just search Heartland College Sports X. See it there as well. He says after the game, when talking about Duke and the win, he said, "Duke this, Duke that, Duke's great, John Shire's awesome, but don't sleep on Houston. We were not 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us." He says, "Shout out to my Big 12 brethren, Brett Yormark and all the great coaches in the Big 12. When's the last time anybody in major college basketball said something like that about their conference? First off, he basically implied the ACC was the Toy Poodle League, which, let's be honest, they were. What did they get? Three teams into the dance? Houston has lost one game since December 1st, and it's a one-point loss to Texas Tech. I talked about it the entire week leading up to the Final Four. Houston's the hottest team in America, and nobody is talking about them that way. Nobody. And then they go on this magical run on Saturday night, an 11-1 run to finish and beat a really good Duke team and likely the number one pick in the NBA draft in Cooper Flagg as they hold Duke, you know, ice cold down the final 10 minutes from the floor and just stage this comeback after being down 14 points with 8 minutes left in what is the largest comeback in Final Four history. And what does he do? He praises the Big 12 after the fact. That's what Kelvin Sampson did. And that cannot and should not be understated based on what this conference needs right now. Shouting out the commissioner, Brett Yormark, in a way this conference desperately needs right now as they continue to fight for respect from the biggest voice in college sports, that is ESPN. And Kelvin Sampson said, screw it, screw you all. I am going to defend this league, and I'm going to lift up this conference on my back. And that's exactly what he has done. And I did not realize how much we needed that moment from Kelvin Sampson on Saturday night, but man, we did, and it was fantastic to watch it all unfold. Because this whole college basketball season was all about SEC this, SEC that. And he has a chance to go on one of the great runs in NCAA tournament history. This can be an all-time run from Houston. It may be, and it may go down, as one of the most difficult paths in NCAA tournament history, if not the most difficult path in NCAA tournament history. You have four teams in the Final Four that were, when it comes to advanced analytics, four of the top 10 teams all time. And Houston may go and beat two of them in Duke and Florida. And that doesn't even include Tennessee, Purdue and Purdue's backyard in Indianapolis, and Gonzaga, maybe the best eight seed of all time in the NCAA tournament in that second round. Unbelievable. And I am so glad to see you guys in the comments right now. You're not a Houston Cougar, but you are rooting for the Houston Cougars on Monday night. I got this from Bracket Cat. Every Big 12 fan is a Coug today. I love that, my man. Absolutely love it. The Optimist puts here on YouTube, BYU Cougar rooting for Houston Cougars tomorrow. That's great. this Arizona Wildcat says, go Cougs. That's from John. You're the man, John. I love that, buddy. Absolutely love it. And as many of you are noting as well, listen, you know what? If not for Texas Tech soiling themselves, who knows how this championship game actually ends up looking. Do we get Texas Tech in the Final Four? Do we get an all Big 12 national championship? It's entirely possible. But this is an incredible moment, an incredible opportunity. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I could get this attached to a new Big 12 team. I'm just being honest. I mean, I love you guys. We've got eight new teams here, four last year, four this year. But as someone who's been a Big 12 guy for over a decade, it's like anything else. It's like, you know, developing a new relationship. It takes time to develop that relationship and develop that passion that you have for another team. I have such enthusiasm and such passion right now for what Kelvin Sampson is doing and the way that he has wrapped his arms around all of us and all 16 teams right behind me on this wall if you're watching on YouTube. All 16. That's what he is fighting for on Monday night. That's who Kelvin Sampson believes he's playing for. Yes, he's playing for, of course, Houston. Yes, of course, or coaching. He's coaching for Houston. He's coaching for the Cougar faithful. He is coaching for the last 10 years of developing this program from being largely a commuter school to now being, you know, a team on the verge of a national championship in college basketball for the first time ever. But Kelvin Sampson also believes that he's got this entire league on its back at a critical point and a critical juncture in the history of college basketball. And that should not be overstated and cannot be overstated. When you talk about the future of the sport, a college basketball season where the Big 12, frankly, has been shunned by its major TV partners, ESPN, getting games just thrown on ESPN Plus while the SEC gets this rollout red carpet treatment, Kelvin Sampson can put that all to rest on Monday night. And he knows that damn well. And that's, I believe, why he said in part what he said after the game on Saturday, when he implied that the ACC was a toy poodle league, and then he went on to praise the Big 12. That was not by accident, okay? That was a sign and a message that desperately needed to be heard around the country. Because you just look at the Big 12. The average net ranking in the Big 12, 47. The ACC, 96. And you saw that when push came to shove on Saturday, it was who? It was the Houston Cougars, who clearly were more veteran from the coaching staff to the players. They had been in these grinded out games before. They had been in moments like this. Duke had not. Not to the level of Houston, and that became very evident on Saturday night. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. So glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. Make sure you are subscribed right now on the YouTube channel and on the podcast. We've got a lot more content that is going to be coming your way. You don't want to miss it. So with all that being said, there's something else that you have to know if you're a Big 12 fan, and I will share it with you here right now.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Big 12 has the best record of any conference in the NCAA tournament. You heard that right. The Big 12 is now 14-6 in the Big Dance. The SEC is second at 22-13. So the Big 12 has won 70% of its games in the NCAA tournament. The SEC has won 63%. Big 10 is 13-8, good for third place at 62%. ACC is in fourth place at 54%. And then you get the West Coast Conference, Big East, Mountain West, MAC, all the way on down. But for a year when the Big 12 was supposedly down, for a year when the Big 12, oh, Kansas was the preseason number one, they're mediocre, Big 12 is not what we thought it was going to be, here's the Big 12 playing for a national championship. Here's the Big 12 with the best record in the NCAA tournament. The Big 12 was, let's be honest, a blown Texas Tech game away from having half of the Final Four and potentially having their two teams meet for a national championship. That's what nearly happened for this conference over the last couple of weeks. And that should not and cannot be understated. That's the kind of season it's been. And I cannot wait to just, I mean, listen, no matter what happens, think about this. No matter what happens on Monday night, the Big 12 is going to have the best record in the NCAA tournament. Now, it won't be the same if they don't win the whole thing. But it still is a statistic that no matter what is worth bragging about if you're the Big 12. So here's something else to note. All right. Something else to note is where things are at right now. As we look at the NCAA tournament, the Big 12 conference, the national championship game, and much more. We are looking at a game where the Big 12 will now have four different teams playing in the last six NCAA tournament championship games. You go back to Texas Tech in 2019, losing to UVA. 2020 canceled because of COVID. 21, Baylor won. 22, Kansas won. No team in 23, no team in 24. And here we are in 2025 with the Houston Cougars. Four different schools represented in the national championship game in the last six seasons, or last six times the championship game has been played because of the COVID year. Not four times the Big 12 has been represented and every time it's Kansas, right? We're talking about four different teams in the tournament representing this conference. That is another data point that the Big 12 has to be hanging its hat on, okay? This is not the ACC led by Duke and Carolina who's down. This is a Big 12 that over the last half a decade could have three national championships in the 2020s, three of five, with the other one being UConn, right? You could have Baylor, Kansas, UConn, and Houston as your national champions this decade, three of those in the Big 12. Four different teams representing you in the national championship game in the last six national championship games that were played. Who else is possibly going to be able to come close to holding a candle to that data point for the Big 12? That's why Houston getting here is so important. That Tennessee game, which of course they walked through, really the Purdue game, had the Houston Cougars lost that Purdue game, and had they only had Tech in the Elite Eight, and then Tech loses to Florida, they blow that game late, and you've got no teams in the Final Four, you have three SEC teams in the Final Four, the narrative in college basketball would be changed forever. Instead, look at what you've got. Instead, now you have a Big 12 that, you know, the narrative has shifted very quickly. I'm glad it has, but you got a Big 12 that is completely dominant at every level right now. You have a team playing for a national championship. You had one of the great comebacks in Final Four history on Saturday night. And now you can win a third national championship this decade, and you've got a fourth different team in the tournament championship in the last six seasons, or last six tournament championships that were played. That is tremendous. Absolutely amazing. Many of you are also saying that Houston took over the Alamo Dome. That's what Alan writes here on YouTube. I love seeing that, Alan. Love it. Richard says the Big 12 is the best basketball conference. Duke was tough, but so was the Big 12. Yep. Mitchell, you are reading my mind, buddy. If Houston pulls this off, that's three of the last five national championships this decade from the Big 12 from three different programs. You're right about that. I mean, this is history-making stuff on Monday night. This is the narrative for the entire offseason coming down to Monday night. If Florida wins, it's the SEC's first title since Kentucky in 2012, and the media will do its thing. If Houston wins, they can try to sell you on something else, but we all know what the real conversation is going to be about, or should be about, if Houston wins on Monday night. The other takeaway for Houston here, and I think for any college basketball coach, I know it's more difficult than ever in this transfer portal era, but I'll tell you right now, if you are able to develop a team, if you are able to develop a program and keep your guys around and have veteran players, Houston is a prime example of how you can still build culture in today's college basketball. It's very difficult to do. I'll be the first one to admit it. It is so hard in this transfer portal era to do what Kelvin Sampson has done in trying to keep these guys together. But if you have the right group of guys, you build the right culture, and yes, obviously you pay them fairly with what their market rate is, or close to what their market rate is, guess what? You can develop a team, you can keep guys together, and you can have a veteran-laden group of guys who have been together for at least a couple of seasons. I'm not sure we'll ever see the era again where guys develop over 3, 4, 5 years together, but Houston is as close to that old-school feel as you're going to see right now in college basketball. How about this? Pete, I'd take Sampson as my coach any day over that boy from Florida who stalks college girls. Yeah, I forgot about that whole thing with the Florida coach. You know, I obviously am all in on Houston. We'll have an official preview with our buddy and lead basketball writer Matthew Poston's coming up later right here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We'll also stream that on YouTube, and also we'll have it up on the podcast. That's why you have to be subscribed right now to the show so you do not miss the official preview and prediction for Monday night. But you're absolutely spot on. Spot on. Big Jack says, not a season ticket holder because I live in Austin. Glad you're here, though, Jack. Love the logo. But right now, tickets are under $300 on the secondary market. Lots of Duke and Auburn fans are selling right now. Okay. You know, it's not cheap, but you are talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I hope that Houston fans show up, show out, and I hope that the Cougar faithful are loud and proud on Monday night. I am so excited for you guys. This is a moment that I know many of you have been waiting for going on 40 years. And if you're a younger fan, listen, just pinch yourself, okay? Because this stuff does not happen every day. I know you get a little full of yourself. We all do it. And you think, yeah, we'll be back. This is going to be the norm. You saw how difficult this tournament can be over the last few games. The Purdue game, Saturday night, Who knows what's coming on Monday? This is the kind of stuff that is very difficult to end up winning. And Kelvin Sampson, if he does pull it off on Monday, it will be career win number 800. What a way to have your 800th career win. It just feels like it's time. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. So glad that you guys are here. Make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel and the podcast. We've got the prediction and preview coming up later today. And we are so excited for what is to come on Monday night. And I think the small town shout out goes to Bob in Gun Barrel City, Texas. Population 6,100 in East Texas, Henderson County. All right, Bob, you win, buddy. Looks like a great spot. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. Go Houston and go Big 12.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.